Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Hey guys, before we start today's show, you should know that you can advertise right here on the Real Ass Podcast simply by visiting gasdigitalnetwork.com/advertise. That's gasdigitalnetwork.com/advertise. We have a very passionate fan base who loves to support businesses that we work with, and this is your chance to have myself or the international superstar Zach Amico plug your business or product. So once again, right now, go to gasdigitalnetwork.com/advertise and make sure you type in the code RAP when they ask you for the show code.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattle Spank, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Friday, we ain't fucking around. We got a black guest, we got a white guest. We're celebrating with the easiest possible joke.
Ebony and irony.
There you go.
Great, black and hack.
Great show planned today. Robbie Bernstein walking through the studio.
What's up, Robbie?
Robbie the fire.
Great show planned today. International superstar Zach D'Amico is here. What's up, brother?
How you doing, brother?
I'm chilling, man. We're going to get the show going. We got a gig tonight. Me and you are in Philly. Hopefully, you guys are listening live. If you're within a four-hour radius of fucking Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, come the fuck out, especially that 7 o'clock show. Only 7 tickets sold on that early show so far. So
oh, seven. The old 7 at 7.
7 at 7,
the,
guys.
The Lewis and Zach special.
Yeah, you better start filling up that 7 o'clock because it's a real... Don't buy tickets for the 9 o'clock. We are quite all right on the 9 o'clock. 7 o'clock show, we could really use a good old fucking 20 people or so in there.
Go to the worst show.
Yeah. Go to the one that's not going to be as good. But that one will be better in a weird way. I'm going to tell you right now, anybody at the 7 o'clock show...
Better, maybe. More intimate.
You'll
get to know us.
Sensual.
I will kiss you on the neck. Yeah. I mean that. Anybody in the 7 o'clock show, if you want it, I will kiss you on your neck deeply and passionately, but you got to come to the show. What?
Like on the nape of the neck?
Right
the,
here.
The nape is like the back.
The back of the neck.
The spot that make you like, ooh.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll do wherever they want. Any part of their neck.
Nape Bargatze over here.
Nape.
I'm on
Robbie,
fire, baby.
I want you to just be here just to do puns all day. Just throw them out.
I like it.
I like it.
Because I can't do puns for shit. So.
Not me.
I just got on a flight, so.
Robbie Goodwin, what's up, brother?
Hey, man.
How you feeling, man?
I'm good, man. I just got back from San Francisco, and it's like nice to
your butt hurts. Good. I like
it. Yeah, I know.
Boy, is my butt tired.
Boy, is my ass fucked. And that's after I got off the plane here. When in Rome.
Right. I got it. Monroe Martin is here.
Yeah. I walked here. I don't know. I felt like needed a story. No, I took an Uber. I had diarrhea, so I'm like...
I'm having a stomach issue right now, too. My stomach is not feeling good. I don't know what's going on. I'm having a weird little bit of rumbling in my tumbling.
Yeah, it's something in the air, man.
Maybe you're just really hungry from your...
Shannon, did you also just do the musical version of Black and White? It's fine. I don't mind it.
No, it's actually the video, which is why you keep hearing like lions roaring and stuff, because it's the music video is playing sound.
Yeah. I thought they were announcing Monroe.
And it's
like, yeah, another kid.
Yeah, it's just a shortened version. But there is music.
Was he speaking?
Oh, God. Immediately, so many children in the video.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Children, dance
but
with me.
But only one of them got it, though.
If
only
you're
one
a pedo,
of them.
Right?
No, this whoever's dancing best got it.
No, isn't it the kid?
Well,
one kid was the one. It was actually the kid, right?
Yeah, and they tried to say that Macaulay was getting touched up, too.
This is when Mike was at his hottest.
You think?
This is when he just... When
this is creepy Mike. Yeah. This is
the transition.
This Mike looked terrifying.
You think so? This is before he got out of control. This is like right when he nailed what he was going for.
Right before
he was a beautiful
was
white
perfect,
woman.
Mike.
This was it.
Is this pre or post Pepsi burn? Because I feel
this
like
is,
that's the hurdle.
Post Pepsi burn.
I think anything post Pepsi burn, he's creepy.
Yes.
Yeah, right, he might be creepier, but he's made up nicely there.
Yeah.
There we go.
Oh, wow.
I didn't realize that.
That's what Michael wanted to transform into.
Yeah, this was great technology for back then.
Look at Mike's jawline. Mike's jawline don't fit his skin complexion.
The nose is like, I mean, I guess his nose always kind of looked weird.
This is how he always sees himself?
Yeah. No, Mike had a decent nose for a while. Like, his first surgery nose was perfect.
Mike wishes he could do this, just anamorph into different genders and races.
Look at this. I thought that was Mike.
This guy fucking nailed it. Look at this guy. That guy was getting so much pussy in California.
Yeah. Dude. That guy was such an 80s stud.
These are all good-looking people.
Yeah.
Even this Mexican guy.
He's like the hottest Mexican guy.
Yeah. All right. The home Shannon, we got it.
Yeah, I was waiting for her to fast forward to Mike because he shows at the end.
Oh, yeah. Show Mike at the end.
Yeah.
Can we get the children back?
That's all good. It's all good. Yeah, I guess, but that's what Michael was going for. At the very least, that was what he, that's when before he shaved his nose too thin.
Yeah.
Because then it just started being shaved down completely. It was just like, almost to like a point.
Yeah, it got real sharp.
Yeah, not good. So this is the.
But he also had jaw work too.
So right there, you see, here's what I'm saying. Number three.
Nah, man.
I mean, number two is the best.
That's peak
number
Michael,
two
yeah.
is
number
the best
two is the
Michael.
That was Thriller, right? That was like Thriller era.
Number two is the best,
but
Mike.
Number three is what he was going for, and then he started becoming clownish. You get what I'm saying? Like,
God, he really turned into a freak.
Yeah.
Gee, look at his face at the end. Holy shit.
He was like the Joker.
Damn. Yeah. Well, he looked more like the Joker.
He looks like one of those dolls you do CPR on.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's not even that. Here's what I'm saying. The point of all of this is, you know, those kids, they didn't get the worst Michael. You know? It could have been worse.
It could have been worse. Yeah.
Nah, some kids got...
I'm sure a lot of kids got three, four, and five, but that documentary was about, I'm sorry, four, five, and six. That documentary was...
That documentary was not about number two,
this
Mike.
Is when he got arrested,
right?
It
looks like that fucking challenge.
Told you.
Killing themselves. The, what was it?
No, the Momo challenge.
The Momo challenge, yeah.
This was the fucking... This was the creep mic.
Kill yourself, children.
But the you know, he was very famous. How much, you know, we say this all the time about comedians. Like, I think I'm bumped up two full points because I'm a comedian.
So you get a higher, you know,
so I'm like a six in real life, but I come off as an eight to the woman species.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Okay.
Being in comedy can fool a woman.
Yeah. So Michael Jackson's so famous.
You
that
do
it's
lose
like,
a point when they realize that you think they're a different species.
They are.
I think you gain a point.
Shut up, Zach. You. Homo sapien.
The original volume was correct.
There was no inspiration on that one.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, also, Harrington, not here. Not here. Did he just walk in? Was this the moment?
No, I don't think. I also thought that, but no.
So I'm going to call him really quick because it's getting crazy. You think after the last show... Right?
Oh, shit.
And not only that, you know, he's. I guess he needs a place to stay right now. I offered him my home to stay in. Oh, now it's over. It's not happening. I'm going to call him really quick because on the last show, we had a whole thing about how his attitude fucking sucks. And he hasn't been good lately. And he was really shitty. So then he didn't fucking show up today.
No call, no show?
No call, no show. Well, no, but I guess he called.
He texted me and said he was running late. He was coming from very far away.
How far, I mean, 40 minutes late at this point is...
We started the show 5 minutes ago.
You would have, yeah, but it doesn't matter. He's 40 minutes late, though.
He's more late than everyone else.
No, I was giving him the time.
Unfortunately, I can't come to the phone right now, but leave me a message and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Oh, have a great day.
Sounds so nice.
Yeah, sounds professional.
Please record your voice message.
Your voice
when you are finished recording, you may hang up or press pound for more options.
Change your voicemail. You're fucking fired, faggot.
I hate him so much. I hate him more than anything in the world.
Here is, I have his exact message. Hey, I'm running a little late from very far away. We'll be there ASAP, but if you want me to know which topics, blah, 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 I'll do that and send it over.
I don't even have topics, do I? Oh, there he is. There he is.
Look, I think he's trying, man.
He's not trying.
I like him. I like him. He's a cool dude.
Harrington, nice where guy. Are you? Why aren't you here? How could you possibly... How many minutes away?
I can't...
Are you at the Puerto Rican Day Parade? What does that sound? Why do I hear whistles and floats?
It's him breathing.
Is there rape whistles?
Rape whistles?
I hate him. I hate him.
This is his last words on the network.
Rape whistles?
He's reading off the notes from yesterday's meeting.
What am I even supposed to do here anymore with him? It's fucking crazy. We're not going to make it a bit on the show. He's going to quietly disappear. This is it. He'll just be gone one day.
Damn. I don't know if you're serious or not.
Oh, I'm serious. I like Do you think I'm not serious? No. Do you think I'm not serious? Are you fucking crazy? He's the worst.
He said, Gomez. I'm on first and sixth. I'm 15 minutes away.
It's psychotic.
And then you said, what? And he went, huh? What? That was the best shit ever.
And then he yelled rape whistles.
Yo, that's the best shit ever.
It's a tight ship. It's just there's other people that want to be in that position. There's other people that would kill to be in that fucking chair. Am I wrong or am I right?
I was surprised that phone call was not. I'm running there right now. Yeah. I'll have a venti macchiato.
No white sauce.
Let's get some plugs out of the way really quick because I want to start today's show. Robbie Goodwin, what do you have to plug really quick?
I'm going to be in the Comedy Fight Club tournament coming up next month. That'll be fun. I'm also starting a podcast finally, which will be fun. It's called Group Chat.
Really?
Yeah. And yeah, Twitter at Robbie Goodwin.
You should do a podcast where you do one character every podcast. You don't break from it.
That would be crazy.
Keep it as serious as possible. Like, so whatever characters you can. I know you do a lot of voices. What are some of your characters?
Well, I could do. Adam Sandler. I could do that for a whole episode. Even I'm annoyed by that.
Let us say who we think it is.
Okay.
Because that's the sign of a bad impression.
Yeah.
Me, Christopher Walken.
I'm Ronald Reagan. Well.
Can
I no more wall.
Black people love impressionists.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
The happiest I have ever seen black people we on love, video.
Yeah. Rembrandt.
Yeah.
Is the guy at the Showtime.
Oh, that was a fucking solid joke right there. An impressionist joke? Nobody fucking saw that one coming.
Yeah.
I deserve that one.
Shit.
Continue.
The guy that does Bill Clinton doing Shaggy's It Wasn't Me. This is the happiest black people have ever been in the history of comedy.
I need to see it.
Pull that up. I'd love to watch that. I want to watch Monroe shit himself on the show.
No, because I'm looking at him with so much glee. I'm like,
it wasn't
the motherfucker.
If you just did a fucking character every episode, a different character where you're interviewing somebody and you don't break from character, it's going to be the most annoying thing. But I know. I'd listen.
Even I would hate that.
Yeah.
Well,
I hate myself. So
anything else to plug?
I think that's it for now.
Why does your cup say Zach on it? It's weird.
Uh-oh. Did I take your cup?
I don't know.
Zach Tag. Anytime he comes in something, he writes his name on it.
Why is your name on a paper cup?
Keep on doing your plugs. Monroe Martin.
Yeah. I got 2 hours left at the Fat Black Pussycat, the 21st and the 25th. Nice. Come out to see that. I have a podcast called No Need for Apologies that I co-host with Derek Gaines.
Fuck yeah.
Listen to that shit.
I think we're going to start doing some stuff with you somewhat
soon. You goddamn right.
Hell yeah. What's going on, there's a boy. Yeah.
And just follow me at Monroe Martin. Niggas at the bottom of the screen. It's them.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, I forgot. I don't got to say it.
You can say it. We got some. Most of our listeners just listen.
Oh, that's Monroe maturity. Martin, I, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Are you
once
the third?
Again, yep.
I'm the third, too.
Oh, shit.
Nice.
Boom. We probably got the same dad. That's it.
I love that your Twitter is Monroe Martini.
I know so many people go, oh, that's fancy. I'm like, it's not. It's
Monroe Martini.
It sounds like a fucking stripper.
Uh-huh.
Monroe Martini.
I should do that. I should put like an avatar of like a chick up.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, just
like
to
get some more followers.
My followers go up.
There he is.
He's in a button-down shirt.
I hate him. Zach Amico.
Twitter and Instagram. Zach is not funny. Check out my other show here on the network, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, every Friday at midnight. Comics watching horror movies. This evening is... What movie, Harrington?
Look how much he cares.
It's a movie.
Look how much he cares.
Damn.
See, Zach doesn't know because Zach
you could at least crack records the door
multiple.
Open and yell then.
Hold on, I want to make sure this is clear because it's not like Zach doesn't care about his own show. Zach records multiple episodes. Harrington produces it, so he should know the order of the episodes and when they come out and what's airing tonight. But that's how disconnected Harrington is from your show. That it's the day of. And he has no idea what show is even coming out tonight. Wow.
Nah, shit.
Oh, fuck.
Wow.
And my new movie, Return to Newcomb High, Volume 2, is going to be at Film Noir Cinema in Brooklyn all this coming weekend, April 26th, 27th, 28th, with live Q&As with the director and cast afterwards. It's a really cool theater. It used to be a funeral home. And it's a really creepy place to see
Can
a movie.
Can you book a funeral home to get married in? That's where you should get married.
I booked everything already.
Damn it.
But it's not a funeral home?
No, it's like a concert venue.
Are you having a bachelor party?
That's probably going to be on you.
Zach.
Yeah.
We're throwing you the grossest bachelor party ever. It's going to be awesome. I was in charge of Big J's bachelor party. We're talking about that in a minute. Hold on. Bachelor party for Zach. In fact, we're gonna auction off some spots to the fans at the bachelor party. You goddamn right we are.
You don't even know if you want them there.
Yeah. You know, it doesn't matter.
I don't even know if he wants a bachelor party.
Oh, that's it. Anybody who let me say this right now. When is your wedding?
September.
When's the bachelor party? I'm in charge of that. So probably July. Something like that, right? Oh, that's when Zach's at his hottest.
Yeah.
Sweatiest.
Summertime Zach.
Sticky. Oh my god. July Zach is. I feel bad for the strippers that are going to have to climb on top of this slimy mountain. God damn it. They're not going to be able to stay on top of him. They're going to literally be climbing on top of him and just sliding off.
You know how fat you have to be to chafe the stripper?
Yeah, he's going to be so much wetter than them.
This July, the bachelor party of Zach and Miko. Here's the way it's going to work.
Zach party.
The only way you can enter this contest, because we're going to pick three people. How many fans are we going to? No, one.
No, three.
Three fans?
Three.
It's a lot.
But you have your chick has to dance at the bachelor party.
No chicks. No chicks allowed. This is like fucking old school, like when we were kids. There's no women allowed at our bachelor parties.
But he's saying your chick.
My chick, personally?
No, I was saying that the guys who win, they have to give their chick as a sacrifice.
I would love it. We all just rape their chick.
It's an interactive fan experience.
Realize podcast exclusive. We give her an interview. It's an interview.
This sounds like a great opportunity.
We give them a real ass podcast exclusive interview. Relax, you fucking psychos. Do you think we would sexually penetrate one of our fans' women after against their will?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's on brand.
Sounds hot. I'm getting hard right now. Double teaming a fan's chick. Oh man. So listen, the only way you do that is if you sign up for Gas Digital. And use the promo code RAP between now and June, the month of June, that we're going to pick three people. That's it. This is fucking
That's great.
I might even have him use his
code. Do you want people there?
He's got his own code for his own show. Uh-uh. That doesn't count. It's got to be RAP.
And once they sign up, they should send a screenshot to realassofficial@gmail.com so we can keep track of them.
Yeah, but what if they cancel? What if they cancel the fucking...
Then we can, like, right before we end the contest, we can we'll go check. In and make sure they're all still subscribed.
Yeah, you got to still be subscribed, bitch. So, it's got to be 2 weeks before June because a payment has to have gone through. A payment has to have gone through for the premium service. These are the rules of the contest. So, promo code RAP. Get invited to Zach's bachelor party. It's going to be crazy. I was in charge of Big J's bachelor party. Let's get into that in just a second here. Let me plug when I got to plug. May 1st, Uncle Vinny's. Tonight, if you're listening live, I'll be in Philly. Uncle Vinny's in South Jersey. That is, I don't know what part of Jersey that is, but it's going to be fucking fun. Whatever, dude. It's in fucking down the shore. We're going to get crazy. Summertime down the Jersey shore. It's not really summer. It's May, but fuck it, dude. We're going to go crazy. We're going to the beach. It's going to be cold. Fuck it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, shit. Let's party. Also, Skankfest. I mean, is it sold out now? Can I? I think there's maybe a couple tickets left for Sunday. You can try to get tickets. What you got to do is you got to go follow Infinite CBD. They're going to have a bunch of tickets to give away. Make sure you're still following me. I have a handful of tickets. They're going to be doing giveaways on this show.
And Lou, I know you said it before, but don't sleep on Sunday, guys, because every comic that's on the road Friday and Saturday, they're doing guest spots on Sunday. So you're going to see a lot of the best comics in New York City on that Sunday.
Sunday
show.
Is a fucking great day to come to Skankfest. Trust me. We got some crazy shit planned. My special, Louis J. Gomez Presents Louis J. Gomez, is available everywhere. Go buy it right now. GasDigitalNetwork.com. You can grab it on iTunes, Google Play, Amazon. The critically acclaimed The last comedy special you're ever going to be able to purchase, the last real comedy special. Everything else, these guys are fucking, they have influence by the industry. They have people fucking going out there and telling them what they can say, what they can do, what they can think. I've got a good 20 minutes of rape jokes on this special. Nobody's doing it. Nobody. I don't care. It's not that funny. Nobody is taking the chance.
Rape Bargatze over here.
Hell yeah, Rape Bargatze. That name will stick with me. I like that one. Also, guys, GasDigitalNetwork.com, premium. Make sure you guys use the promo code RAP for a chance to win a spot at Zach D'Amico's bachelor party. Also, you get access to this show's entire on-demand library, Legion of Skanks as well, Believe You Me podcast as well. Over 5,000 hours of on-demand live streaming content available at your fingertips. Hmm. Pre-release, uncensored, ad-free, and more. Ooh. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 14-day free trial. And all of our merch is available at merchpump.com. So make sure you go to merchpump.com and purchase some Real Ass Podcast merch. We ain't fucking around. What's up?
I have something real quick. The chat room has a point where they're saying that
they have no points.
No, that they
have no points.
Just can
they
I
have
say,
no points.
Can I
say, don't say that to me. Don't act like they are better
have,
than me.
No, they don't have a point.
They are not as good as
they
me.
They are not as good as you.
They have a gripe.
They have, yes, they have that. Where a lot of them have been subscribed.
Great Bargatze.
Great Bargatze. Fuck yeah, doggy. We did it. We got there. Great Bargatze. Zack attack. What does Nate want? What does he want from me?
For you to stop calling.
I'm successful now. Rapist Bargatze.
So they're
hey,
saying,
man, can you stop telling people that I'm your son's godfather?
I'm your son's godfather.
What? I already know what you're going to say. They're already subscribers.
Already subscribed.
So they should, I feel like maybe if
can I,
just...
hold on, let me find this out.
Okay.
I might be able to track the promo code RAP.
Yeah.
Right.
You probably can.
So if I can do that, if I can go and just find out, we can put them all in a fucking stocking. No.
Yeah, no, but they, I feel like.
How about if they would like to be entered and they can prove.
Just send a screenshot of their, like, their
no,
monthly payment or
no,
something.
No, no, no. Go buy a piece of merch.
Okay.
They already did it because they wanted to fucking be a part of this, right? They, you know, I get it. Yes, we love you guys. I'm not punishing you for that. But now you got to fucking pony up, you cheap fucks. Buy a mug, buy a t-shirt, buy some Real Ass Podcast merch, not Spook Show merch or Zach and Biko merch, specifically Real Ass Podcast merch. Show us the screenshot of that. And then we're going to cross-reference it against our record. So don't think you could fucking Photoshop. I didn't get scammed at you. You could probably photo. That'd be a solid thing. I didn't even, to be honest with you, if you can Photoshop a good enough of a receipt.
The 180 even, that turn that took in between. Don't you dare. Actually, it's a good idea. You should do it.
I mean, what am I supposed to say? These guys are going to go and fucking put that much effort into it. They sort of deserve a shot to get into the
Let's not forget, the prize for this is to awkwardly sit next to us while I come in my pants.
Yeah.
I'm selling the Zach cup for $10.
And then Zach writes his name on his pants. Listen, they got to spend some cash all up between now and June 15th.
Mm-hmm.
Between now and June 15th, they got to spend some cash all up, whether it is the Real Ass Podcast merch or a membership. If they're already signed up, they got to buy a piece of merch. And that's that.
1985's Demons with Thank Samantha you. Bernards and Ooh. Hannah Harkness.
That's it's a great movie
tonight. Thank you.
Great episode.
Okay, I like it. Good job,
Dario
Argento. Good timing. I mean, I'm glad everyone understood what you were talking about, and you know, in the moment as we're having another conversation 8 minutes later.
That was so quick.
Wow, dude.
It's like Jamie and Joe Rogan over here.
I think I'm going to make Harrington compete for his job on the next Real Ass Podcast, the next live one. He's going to have to save his job, and it's real. If you guys realize, I did this on Legion of Skanks back in the day. We had another intern on the show named Mike, and he was Jew Thug intern Mike. And, you know, you're better than him, I'll tell you that much. But what I made him do is I made him fight me for his job. And then when I beat him, I fired him. And that was real. He never came back. That wasn't just a bit. When I said you're fired into the microphone and threw it at him, after I beat him physically in front of, you know, tens of thousands of people at the time watching around the world.
Wait.
What the fuck?
I legitimately, it was over. It was done. He was done.
Like fit, like you.
We had an MMA fight, body shots only.
When was this?
Okay, when,
so I'll pull it up. Is it still up there? Or it's probably in the archives.
They drank tequila out of each other's belly buttons.
Yeah.
It's probably not on the Legion of Skanks. It is because people put me versus the world Luis J. Gomez fights the world. It's in there on YouTube. Somebody has a compilation of me fighting everyone.
You made him tap?
Made him tap. And that was real. So I'm not going to make Harrington fight me. There we go. Pull it up for a second. And it was New Jack from ECW
was the ref?
Yeah, it was a referee. There he is.
Is that the guy?
Wait, y'all are wrestling in a fucking conference room?
This is in Compound Media, Kumia Studios. It was so dangerous. All right, fast forward a little bit to the actual fight real quick.
Oh, my God. What the fuck is this?
Fast forward to another part where Lewis is doing better.
Yeah, he reversed position for a second. But I let him have guard. I'm throwing the arm bar up. I had never had any experience at all fighting at this point. I was just better than him on a baseline level.
Were y'all actually hitting? Were you
body like, shots? Yeah, watch.
He'll like say. Hard though.
Watch, yeah, you'll see. This is a bad position for Mike. Oh, he's gonna make him suck his dick. Cut his forehead, Lewis. Cut his forehead. Look, I'm hitting his body really hard. How
much time we got? But he's laughing.
Comedy is so cool.
New Jack's just wandering around like it's the Port Authority.
I like how no one looks like
that guy. I was like, yo, who's that homeless dude that just walked in?
Oh my God. All right, so I ended up winning. You got it. Well, did I get the arm?
Wait, how'd you win?
Ooh. That's see, how I should have turned the thumb up. I knew nothing then. If I would have turned the thumb up, that'd be over. It'd be so over. He had no idea.
Everyone just looks sad.
Yo, this is bullying, Lewis.
Yeah.
Maybe it is. All right, we got it.
Hold on, but you fired him right there. You said you fucking fired.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's how it ended.
And he just didn't come back?
He was useless. It's not that I didn't like him. My personal feelings, I run businesses here, okay?
Yeah.
I can't sit here and just let my personal feelings... You know, if I do that, then I get too emotional.
Yeah.
You know, like with Harrington, I actually don't like him.
Okay.
And then he's bad at his job, and then he turned into a dick. So it's all of these different factors that I have to deal with. It's fucking crazy. It's like he wants me to fire him. He legitimately wants it. Am I wrong or am I right, Harrington?
You're 1,000% wrong.
Do you not want it? Here's what you're doing. I feel like you're doing this self-sabotaging
thing. His story. What if you're his origin story? I got fired from gas.
Yeah.
That's fine, but I think he wants to turn me...
Then I became a new Harvey Weinstein. Yeah.
He wants to demonize me, and he wants to be so bad.
Like if he was Harvey Weinstein's plant.
I don't think he wants to tap out and say, I can't do this. I think that's the psychological thing going on here. So he would rather start fucking up like this and then go, oh, look, I got fired, instead of either walking away with his dignity and his friendship's intact, because I'm going to make everyone not be friends with you as well. You know that. Like, this is our world here. This is our world. I'm going to make everyone cut you out of their lives if I have to fire you. You're doing all of this yourself.
I'm just wondering what dignity you think I have left.
Ugh. See?
It just hangs in the air.
Yep.
We need couples therapy for you guys.
Me and him? No way.
It should feel like home.
Yeah. Mom and dad, come on.
I'm like, well, goddamn.
I'm trying to be his friend.
I need a Salisbury steak.
Trying to be his friend.
Yeah, no food. It's home, but with no food.
I texted him this morning. Are you staying at my place a few days next week? You never fucking responded to me, you piece of shit.
Are you homeless?
I was busy rushing in here.
You weren't rushing because you got here 50 minutes late.
You were 15 minutes away.
Lewis, I stayed last night where you did the gig on Friday.
Connecticut. Okay.
All right. He was in some coochie? You just staying in?
He was the coochie. Somebody fucked him?
Yeah, imagine choosing to stay in Connecticut.
You know, whatever. We're going to move on from Harrington in life, but we're going to figure out a way to... Maybe we're going to make him compete for his job. He's got to prove that he wants it.
I like Harrington, though.
I do, too.
I like him as a person, I do. But as an employee, no. I mean, if I had to kill somebody on the staff, if they had to be murdered... Cold blood in front of us.
Yeah.
Begging for their life.
Yes.
In a brutal way.
Okay.
Like stoned to death. Like we bury him neck up and then his head sticking out of the ground and then all the Gas Digital employees have to stone him in the face to death. Nobody would not do it. Nobody, like, you're at, like, every single person, it would be, they'd be looking for the sharpest, heaviest fucking rocks they could fucking find, and they would all come up. He'd be begging for his life. Please, guys, we're friends. Boom. Shannon was, you know, the scene in Full Metal Jacket where he, the friend, the guy kept on hitting him with the soap over and over again?
Yeah.
That would be Shannon. She would just take one stone and keep on picking it up and pegging him in the forehead over and over and over again. And I'm getting sexually turned on thinking about this. So maybe that's the way we end it.
Old Testament Lewis.
That's where we end.
I am a vengeful boss. I'm a vengeful real ass dude. I'm a kind real ass dude and a vengeful real ass dude. I'm just the realest ass Bible out there.
Hey, what? Malfunction, numbnuts. Didn't mommy and daddy show you enough attention when you were a child?
What the fuck?
And then he goes on to star in CSI.
Crazy, man.
The fact that you have this prepared and ready to go says so much about the dynamic.
How'd you do it this quick?
I wish he did this quick. We talked about Harrington shooting up the office a while ago, and this is what Bobby Hutch made.
Oh, fuck.
No! Look at that. I mean, that tickles everyone, the thought of your death.
Now do the orgy scene in Eyes Wide Shut.
We should have Bobby make those regularly on the show. That's fun, right?
Dope.
All right, gents, let's talk really quickly about Blue Chew, bluechew.com. I love Blue Chew. If you guys like sex, you're going to love Blue Chew because it is a performance enhancement drug for the bedroom. It is the same active ingredient as Viagra or Cialis. You know it works. And it's a chewable pill. So you chew it, goes into your system super quick, get a fucking rock hard boner, show your woman all the fucking, or man, fuck it. We're not hating. You can be a gay dude and listen to the show too, right? Show your man how deeply you can pound his butthole with that fucking rock hard, amazing, bona fide boner. Am I right, Zach?
It's the best kind.
It really is, dude. And it's nice and easy. Okay, you don't have to go to a doctor. You don't need a prescription. All you got to do is go to bluechew.com. You can fill out a quick little survey. They give you your prescription right online. It's mailed to your house every single month. Okay, you don't have to have a weird conversation with the girl at the pharmacy, which is usually like, hey, what up, bitch? I could fuck, just so you know. Like, I don't want you to think that I can't fuck. All I do is I fuck. And she's like, all right, man, I didn't even like know what this drug was. I'm like, shut up. You want me to prove it? She's like, no, please stop. You need to leave, sir, security. And then you leave. You can never get your dick pills again. Happened to me 4 or 5 times. Okay. You need to do it with Blue Chew. It makes it easy. Makes it quick, fast, convenient. Goes right to your door. Discreet packaging. Go to bluechew.com right now. Bluechew.com and get your first order for free when you use the promo code RAP. Just pay $5 shipping. That is bluechew.com. Promo code RAP, RAP, and just pay $5 shipping. Try it out for free. Change your dick life. All right, where were we? So, all right, look, your bachelor party. I've been in charge of developing one bachelor party ever.
How'd it go?
Fucking incredible. Are you kidding me?
Incredible. It was Big J's. Are you allowed to disclose any details?
Did it already happen?
Some details, yeah.
Yeah, well, not everything, but like, was it like stripper? Well, of course it was stripper.
Were you afraid of ruining his marriage?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, of course it was stripper. There was 6 Dominican prostitutes from a company called...
Wait, full-on prostitutes?
Yeah, it was because
strippers and prostitutes are 2 different things, sir. Yeah.
So these girls had nowhere.
Like Charmander and Charizard.
There was no music. There was no rhythm. There was none of that. These were fucking straight-up Dominican hookers. There was a mom and daughter.
Was like, we just want to have a really dark night.
That's like a great old Kurt Metzger bit. Metzger's like, I don't want to go to strip clubs are so like not what a guy wants. Like that's like a woman's idea of what it should be. Like a guy wants a woman to be one light bulb that's like blinking and a woman to just spread her pussy on the table in front of him. You get to stare at it.
Yeah.
It's so
absolutely no music.
Doggy, these were fucking hookahs. I'm talking about like straight up.
Were they
and
hot?
It was, I'm trying to remember some
I
of them.
Doubt
yeah.
It.
No, some of them were, yeah. Something angels. It was like
Hell's Angels.
And I want to say like Eddie's Angels or whatever, but Eddie was, it was like out of a movie. It was a big lesbian.
Yeah.
It was a fucking butch lesbian that showed up with like a bunch of rings and a cane and fucking... She brought out these fucking broads, and they were great.
Big J did like Harpo Marx and Lucille Ball.
Dude, it was Big J's bachelor party was dope. So he knew I was in charge of the bachelor party. He didn't know nothing. It was a surprise, all the festivities. And it was me, Dave Smith, Vecchione. I'm trying to remember who was like in the core group of people that were setting it up. But Big J walks out of his apartment in Queens, and there's a stretch limo waiting for him, and he thought we were kidding. Like he walked past it. I was like, your chariot awaits, and he walks right past it. He's like, ah, I was like, no, dude, for real. And he's like, what? And we get him because he's white garbage. So he'd been in the limo like prom. That was it.
A not truck?
Not a funeral?
What do you even call these not trucks? It's just a regular car.
A not truck.
What kind of not truck is this?
Dude, so we get in and we have beer and champagne glasses. It was fucking cool. We drove over to a bar on the far west side highway. I wish I remember the name of all these places. I'm such a fucking pothead. But it was a really cool bar. Red Rock West.
Yeah.
Bam.
Okay.
Red Lobster.
No, what is it? Red Blobster?
What is this not Olive Garden?
See if there's pictures or video of Red Rock West. I think it's closed down now. But this is a bar that Shannon would work at. Like, it's a fucking bunch of dumb whores in a bar. And they can't make drinks. They can't do anything. They're there for their fucking looks. That's it. You know, no offense, Shannon. Shannon, are you a better bartender than producer?
I'm a great bartender.
Yeah.
I've been bartending for 16 years.
Okay.
I don't dance on the bar though. I've never in my whole life danced.
How old are your tits?
16 years.
There we go.
Of course I didn't start bartending until I had boobs.
That's when she got her first bartending job. That was it. She walked in. And,
did you have little titties before you applied?
Yeah, I had double A. I had almost nothing.
Ugh. Wow.
Yeah.
That's a different Shannon.
Yeah.
I couldn't even imagine Shannon without big titties.
I know. It's
and when I lived
up.
In Miami, I had a flat chest and brown hair.
Ooh, you just ruined
whole different
in Miami.
Just yeah, thing.
You literally brought down the average hotness of Miami.
The mayor shows up, you're going to have to go.
Like some guy had to talk to you at a bar while his friends talked to
you. Did somebody hit you with the key to the city? What happened?
Here's a ticket to Maryland. You're a Maryland 6.
We're gonna need to take back your Will Smith CD.
It is a small world after all.
Shannon, do you have any pictures of your flat tits?
Orlando.
Yeah, I just gotta think of where to find them. I'll find them.
Everybody
them
can always.
I would
find
love them right now. You don't have anything out there?
I
would
Facebook.
Love to see it.
Well, since MySpace lost all their shit, it's gonna be hard for me to like, go back that far. I'll look though.
Yeah, see what's up. This is Red Rock West. Yeah, closed. This place was, it was just a bunch of whore bags. And I remember Big J, he's not into like being like whipped or hit by women. Like I'm into like, you know, I like a fucking bitch to sock me one or to smack me around a little bit, choke me, but a little biting, you know, nothing crazy.
It's nice to feel alive.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, it's like, oh, wait, it's like when you pinch yourself to see if you're dreaming.
Yeah.
That's what it is every time I'm with a woman.
That's why you hired that intern to wrestle you.
Yes. So we went there and this chick, she starts like whipping him with her fucking belt and he's just not into it. He's like freaking out. He's like, dude, I don't want a woman to hit me. It's fucking crazy. And then
he's also scared of belts.
Yeah. She poured a bunch of liquor into like a boot and like made him take a shot out of it. It was just him being tortured. Oh, yeah. Jay's just not that guy. Like he's not like a drunk idiot who's going like, oh, hot chick, fucking torture me.
Yeah.
I'm that guy. That's like...
So you throw a party for yourself.
Because
I'm like, this is the stuff you like.
I'm like, how did he enjoy this?
I threw the best bachelor party ever. I had a great time. No one else.
Oh, just wait till you know where this story is. I know where this story is going.
Yeah, sorry, I'm like, I mean, interrupt. He don't sound like he was enjoying this shit at all.
Yeah. No, he was not enjoying it. And but I thought, you know, I didn't realize that was going to happen. It was just it's just one of these bars where the girls, it's just what Coyote Ugly was sort of supposed to be, right?
Yeah.
And it was fine, you know, and then we took the limo and that's when the party opened up. That was just a select group of people that went to the opening bar, starting to get drunk. Then we had everybody up at Stand Up New York, the comedy club. And this is when our buddy Wayne Raider was a manager of the club. So he shut everything down for the night. We put like fucking garbage bags on the windows.
Which also just means that Wayne booked the night.
Yeah. Yeah, no one showed up.
But I mean, it was like a fucking crazy party.
Three black kids in Times Square selling tickets to Jay's bachelor party.
Oh, trust us. They shut the whole club down.
Louis C.K. is going to be there.
It was a who's who. Patrice O'Neal was there. David Tell was there.
Was Louis there?
What is it?
Me flat chested.
I'd fuck you. So I'd still fuck you.
Is that Michael Jackson?
Your mouth. Hell yeah.
That's my dad.
Aww. Wait, your dad is Hispanic?
No,
it's like Lionel
we
Richie.
We all look Hispanic, but my dad's Italian.
Oh, okay. He does look like Lionel Richie.
Your dad fucking looks really Puerto Rican. Holy shit.
My uncle's also.
Shannon, you're also showing your age. God damn it. That is an old fucking photo. Old
we're the same
bitch.
Age. You're 2 years, 2 months older than me.
Yeah, but I'm a man.
Check and mate.
I mean, what do you want me to say? That's just the way life works. Yeah. You know, you are deteriorating.
I know. Yeah. Especially my boobs.
Slowly but surely. I am in the process of, you really should get those boobs checked out. I feel like they're probably going to leak into your body and cause some sort of cancer.
Something wrong with your boobs?
They're too old.
They're too old.
Shit. And you can't get them removed, right?
Well, they're supposed to be redone, but I'm poor.
Oh, shit. No, so. What happened to the campaign? Would the dudes get to keep their old boobs?
Then they have another fuck. Here's the problem. Shannon goes on all. Shannon's a podcast whore. She's a real fucking slut pig of podcasting.
First
she doesn't
of all,
give a fuck.
No, this is bullshit, Lewis. I'm so glad we have a partition between us.
I fucking hate you. You fucking slut. Dude, you go everywhere.
You always say.
Ever. You spread your podcasting pussy for every podcast.
For me to get more listeners on my podcast, the thing is.
I know it hurts.
To go on other podcasts.
It hurts.
I've been taking your genius podcasting advice.
Oh man, she goes out and she just. But she. The problem, Shannon, is you don't. You need to save the A shit for our show.
Same thing with the bonfire. Yeah. Before I went on there, I told you about the fundraiser. You had no interest until the bonfire talks about it. Then you want to talk about it.
No, because we were already going to do a fundraiser to get you tits. Now they're doing another fundraiser to have you go fuck a porn star. There's going to be another fundraiser for Shannon's fucking blah,
Wait,
blah, blah,
you're
blah,
you're fucking
blah.
A porn star?
It's ridiculous. Don't even talk about it. No. We're not recycling content from other shows. Don't worry. Go listen to the fucking fag fire on Sirius Fag XM.
Ron I found Jeremy. Another picture of me.
Let me see those tits. Zoom into the titties. Let's see. I didn't realize your dad was gay.
It's not letting me do it. My dad was a black belt. Oh, whoops. It's just slow as shit. I'm sorry.
Brown belt. Because he looks brown.
I got it.
Thanks.
Thank you.
That's what I'm here for.
Shannon, that's you doing martial arts with your pops?
Yep.
Aw, that's a great memory.
You're right.
Is he alive still?
Yep.
Get out
He still
of town.
No martial arts?
My dad?
Yeah. I'm going to send him this podcast.
Not really. No, don't.
Is he still
know,
Billy B. Williams?
Yeah, is your dad still singing the hits?
Shut up.
What? Michael Jackson is Billy B. Williams.
I'm just free associated at this point.
I got it. I'm with you. That's what this show is, by the way. It really is just free association.
Kind of.
Oh, my God. I did not get it.
It was very low effort.
Yeah. I did not. I'm sorry.
So yeah, we want to see you as an adult with flat tits. That's the idea, Shannon.
You don't have any. The internet blocked them.
I know. I would rather. I would love to figure out a creative way to do it. I just can't, if we're gonna raise $8,000 for something, I don't know if it could be Shannon's tits. You know.
I mean, it's something you'll all be able to see every day.
No,
we don't see them. If we saw them, it wouldn't even be a debate.
Yeah.
If you would let me suck on them, I would buy them right now.
I think you can write them off on your taxes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially that my boss is ordering me to get them.
Yeah.
How long are you going to suck on them?
$8,000 worth of sucks?
A year? I mean, to suck on a titty, you know, how much would I pay to suck on a girl's titty? Like $10.
That's 10? Too much for a titty suck.
I don't know, man.
That's a nice titty. Look, I'm not paying
$10
women to suck
for a nice titty.
$10
for how long?
I think that's a good deal.
So like sucking her titty for like a minute.
Sucking on titties is fun.
It's a lot of fun. A nice titty. Like I wouldn't do it, but that's the price where if she was like, "Pay me to suck on my titty," I'm like, "I'm not paying you to suck on your titty, you idiot. I don't care. I'm an adult." Yeah. And she's like, $20. I'm like, "No,
get the fuck out.
You fucking dumb idiot, like whore. Bucks. Go beat it, pig. I don't want to suck on that titty." 15. Sorry, not worth it. Comes down to 10, I'd check to see if I had cash on me.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go anywhere for the cash, but if I had a 10
and
in my
you
pocket.
You know how mad they would be if you handed them a 20 and
I'm sucking on both titties. Yeah. So, Shannon, this is what I'm saying. You're not allowing, and I'm sorry, but this is we're speaking figuratively. This is a metaphor, obviously. Mm-hmm. I don't really want to suck in your titty.
Okay.
You know, damn. Can't use this part as evidence.
Yeah. I like when you get me too, it's just not going to work because it's all already out there.
Yeah. And it's also a metaphor.
Yeah. It's a metaphor. Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Sucking your titty means heal your heart.
Exactly. Thank you, Monroe. Monroe, you're very romantic. That's why Monroe is fucking married. He's got a wife because he's got that romantic
sucking
soul.
Sucking on them titties.
Hell yeah, dog. Yeah, healing those hearts.
Damn right.
So yeah, that's the problem, Shannon. Everyone would pay for your titties if you let people suck on them. You have the dignity that you have. It's a very bizarre, it's displaced. Like, you'll let us trash you and walk all over you and fucking put crickets into your apartment as a secret prank, but you don't.
They put fucking.
Wait, did that happen?
Let us suck on your titties.
Did you put crickets in our apartment?
What?
Huh?
I mean, if that were true, Lewis, it would be a real problem.
What would you do?
So I found a picture of me in junior high school. That's terrifying. You can't really see that I have no boobs though.
Well, now it's the age where you're. Oh my God, Shannon, you were a fat guy. You were a fat guy in junior high. Get the fuck out of here,
Bobby Kelly.
You know what, dude? I got titties, dude.
You got your flat chest. You got your big lips.
So bad.
No, I fucking.
You got no prom date, dude.
Why are you wearing?
I'm
a
fucking
judge
sucking
gown?
Off a bunch of junior high kids.
Oh shit!
Why do you have a Mr. Potato Head now?
Why do you have a Mr. Potato Head body? Yeah. Shannon, why are you dressed like a judge?
It's a graduation picture.
You graduate from fucking Goofy Bitch Academy.
The smile looked fake. It looked like
you would never smile if you look like that.
Does that look like those smiles that move on their own?
Oh my God, Shannon! What the hell were you here?
This is 1996. I graduated from junior high school, so
we're the same age. It's funny.
Ago, yeah.
You were eighth grade here. This is going in ninth grade. Yeah. This is my first time I ever got drunk. Was that age?
Oh, so she probably looked good.
Yeah.
You would finger her.
Oh, yeah, so like 16, right? Yeah.
Right.
Had you made out with a boy at this point in your life?
I think it was right around 15. Oh, no. The first time I made out with a guy, I think, was like 12 or 13. I made out with someone who turned out to be a murderer, actually.
Wait, actually a murderer?
Yeah.
Who did he murder?
O.J.
Simpson.
His
wife.
It was O.J.
Yeah.
He murdered his wife for you?
No, but this is like a dumb, stupid make out in junior high school.
Okay.
And then I found out a few years ago, because he lives in Staten Island now, and he murdered his wife. He's now in jail for life.
How'd
he
kill her?
I think he stabbed her and then pushed her down the stairs.
Holy fuck.
He stabbed her. He's like, I got to make this look like an accident.
The or perfect
trying to
crime.
Get a knife back. She's too close to the stairs. She's trying to get it back.
Oh, why do I keep my knife at the bottom of the stairs?
Officer, she was walking around with my knife and she fell down. I went to Applebee's. I thought she had it covered. The perfect crime.
Fuck, that's so funny. He stabbed her. I was like, oh, he pushed her down the stairs.
He put the knife in her hand, so it looked like she did it herself.
All right, this one you can kind of see.
There you go. Okay, Shannon, I like it. Here's the thing, ready? It's a trade-off because your face is so much younger and prettier.
Yeah.
So it's like I almost feel like the tits aren't even that bad.
All your friends are pretty.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Were you self-conscious though? Like, did you hate the girl in the middle because she has that fat titty right there?
She got fat titties and a tan.
She's actually getting married next weekend.
Yeah,
she got murdered too.
She looks Hispanic.
She is. She's half.
Shannon, when you used to take off your shirt, did you used to get like really self-conscious when guys would see your tits?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did they ever tell you to turn around because they thought it was your back?
No.
They're like, put your shirt back on.
Never mind. I don't want to lose my virginity today.
Shannon, I like your sports bra. It's a wife beater.
Say, would you? You wouldn't take your shirt off, or you would? And you just kind of look down, sad, with your flat tits.
Well, it was like back then. I only had sex with like my boyfriend, so it was just him that got stuck with them.
Yeah, yeah. You see Game of Thrones where the kid looks like he's Puerto Rican who's fucking the hot chick with the afro, but he's got no dick.
Yeah, he's still eating her out and humping the whole time.
Yeah, yeah, but you remember the scene where he first showed her his dick?
Yeah.
If you could find that, that'd be great. Yeah. The first sex scene between Miss Andrea and whatever the fucking guy is.
Yeah. Ray Worm.
This is Ringworm.
Gray Worm.
Gray Worm, whatever. Yeah. That's what I call my dick, actually. It's a gray worm.
Gray worm.
Yeah. But that's what I imagine when you would show your breasts for the first time to a man. Your embarrassment was like you were a man who had his penis chopped off from him when he was a little boy and turned into a fighting slave.
Also, probably the same amount of just pure disappointment from the other party.
Yeah.
Well, sure, did you pretend like you had titties? Like, did you wear like multiple bras? And then when it came off, it was just like the Price is Right sad music.
No, because it was like I said, it was just like my boyfriend. So he, you know. Knew
so
what
he had
he
to do
with.
It. He had a special place in his heart for you.
I think I dated a girl with a similar type of like body with small tits in high school. I'm sure she was self-conscious because I did not like her tits. Like I would have never shown those tits to my friends, like with pictures.
Small titties are cool if you
not
got
if they're not
asked to,
yeah.
to replace.
I think
it.
Small tits can be great. Actually,
it's not small tits.
It can be nice.
Shannon's tits, if I had to guess, were ugly and misshapen.
Well, the side titty. Well, how old
they
were?
Because small tits is a different thing.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
Areola. Bigger than the pointed area of how big the boob got.
No, the problem was, I mean, this is really doing a lot for me.
Well, you got like pear titties?
I'm going to actually look on my doctor's website because for a long period of time, he actually had the before and after up.
No, on the site? Yeah. Shut up.
That's insane. That is an insane thing to do.
Damn.
I don't have any tattoos then, though. There's no way that you'll be able to identify me, I don't think.
What's the doctor?
I've said it on the air before.
What's an actor, please? Shannon, just tell us. Can we try to identify them, please? Please let us try to identify them.
I didn't see Lewis.
Please.
Literally.
Wait, are you about to put him on the screen?
Dear God, please.
I'm going to look on my own.
Shannon, I swear to God, I'll give you a raise.
How much?
$50 more a week.
If I just tell you the doctor's name right now.
No, you got to bring out the before.
You got to get the before and after picture.
Yeah. Oh, I'm saying, I don't know if it's there, so that's not fair. I'm going to look on my own then.
Stop rhyming at me.
Sorry.
You know I fucking hate poems. Ooh. She fucking poemed right at me. Did you see that?
People say this about you.
It's not fair if it's not there. You fucking bitch. I told you never. Never on the show.
Never have she ever.
Whoa, yeah. Monroe. Yeah. Don't get me going.
Lewis is about to sever the cord.
Oh, man, it's over. Let's get me going, baby boy. All right, so.
Wait, what happened at Big J's bachelor party?
We did ADD that. You're right.
I'm curious.
Holy shit. I'm, yeah.
Jenna, we ADD that.
Sorry.
We ADD that.
That just means the conversation's that good.
And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
What did you say, nigga?
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Who are you talking to?
Marijuana affects the memory.
That was not.
Fuck yeah. Yeah, man. This is the best podcast in the world. It's good. It's a good show. Yeah, fuck yeah, Monroe. Let's get crazy.
So Big J's bachelor party. It's a who's who, the event of the season.
Yeah, yeah. So
everyone's
we
there.
Get there.
Bootsy Collins was there.
Louis
there.
The event of the year.
Oh shit. You know, Shuli from the Stern Show was there. Fucking
Opie.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. So what's called we get there and the hookers come out and they fuck everybody. And wait, 91? No, it's not. No. $91? Somebody told me they bought tickets to one of my shows for $91. That's crazy.
Who is
for
it?
What?
I don't know. That's fucking crazy.
Actually, I believe the tickets for Philly, if you don't use that gritty code, were like $30.
That's fucking... Listen, you should never pay more than $20 to see me.
Nah,
22 maybe. I mean, yeah. No, it's
you have to try.
Yeah. Well, it's crazy. I would just rather go and set up a fucking. I'll go book my own bar and charge $20 and take all the money. I'm gonna charge fucking people $40 for a ticket to like, you know, it's a lot.
Oh, because you're not getting.
Oh, okay, that's not that 100%. Bad. He said $91 for three tickets.
Yeah,
30's a lot, but it's not. But it's still pricey.
30 is where you should be, man. You just shot a special. On your own.
Yeah, that's not 30 bad.
30 is where the 30's
not bad.
Be.
I thought it was $91 for a couple, and yeah. I was like, $45 a ticket's a fucking lot, dude.
Yeah. That's what Louis was charging. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot. I mean, when I set up my own shows, I charge 20 to 25 at the most.
Yeah.
25 if, like, you know, if it's hard to get to, I have to pay for my own hotel. Just depending on what it is, because I set up my own shows a lot, but yeah, 30's a bit
45
much.
For comedy is that's tough.
Yeah, 45 for comedy. I mean, unless it's like Bill Burr or Louis or like, you know, they have these theater shows where they also set up things where they do meet and greets as well, where I won't do that. They have comedians that will, and agencies do this shit all the time. But they will charge a premium,
right?
Like $80, but it includes a meet and greet afterwards. Yeah. So you're essentially charging your fans to meet you after a show.
Yeah, take a picture,
which is fucking, in my opinion, is kind of crazy. Maybe I'm going to eat my words one day.
Poster, autograph. As long as you're giving them something, autograph, poster, opportunity.
You
to
can
take
sell.
A picture.
Yeah, you can sell something.
It's worth it.
That's why I paid to see Bam Margera. I didn't actually see it.
Oh, okay.
But that's how much he was charging. It was like $75.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. And you know, I mean, look,
for a VIP like meet and greet, like
I meet fucking people after every show. I hang out after every show. I leave. I go and I'm within eyeline of the door. I don't stand and make everybody shake my hand like an asshole. I go within eyeline of the door.
An asshole move
to make. Here's what an asshole move is: to stand there as at the door and to shake everybody's hand. Let me tell you why.
At the door or?
At the door. I'm saying I stand 15 feet away from the door.
Oh, no. You can't stand. You can't be.
Some people will stand at the door and shake everybody's hand. It's crazy. Exactly.
Yeah.
So you let them come to you.
You got to set up shop.
Yeah.
I haven't been selling anything for a little while, but if we sold something, we'd have a table, but I'm to charge somebody for the opportunity to take a picture or to, you know, have a moment. Nobody should be asking me for my autograph. That's fucking retarded. But, you know, to take a picture, it's like, that's like, I don't know, it's part of the experience. And for me to say that, it reminds me of when you go to these conventions and you see like an old Star Wars star, you know, charging $10 or old wrestler to like charge. And I understand that's an industry, but I don't want to be a part of that industry.
Yeah.
I don't want, like, I want to be, I'm doing something different. I'm creating content so people pay for that. To now for me to upcharge, like I'm a fucking supermarket saying, and I have gum to be fucking sold.
You know, crazy famous people do that on the DL
saying,
those cones.
Yeah.
Like Stallone, Schwarzenegger, they don't have a table on the floor, but there's companies that, like, so for like New York Comic Con, there's another section, a by appointment only, where it's like $1,000 to get a picture and an autograph with Stallone.
That's crazy.
This is what I'm saying, Lewis. You can do that, right? Charge 30. But then give them something.
Yeah.
Right.
To go home. You know what I mean? To go home with.
Yeah, but that's a different thing. So if I charge 30 and then give them a digital download of my album, right? That's.
Or you can give them select tracks off of the digital download. Yeah. You can give them something smaller. You can give them a 5-minute set. I used to love shit like that. Remember, you got the samplers for free.
We do a great job at Skankfest at having things that people can go home with, and it's part of the memory. I'm just saying, to charge somebody to take a fucking picture with them is kind of crazy.
It is, especially if like you're a comic. Like, I feel like that's like
it's a lot of them, dude. Anybody who's working all the improvs, like that's part of like the fucking package, right?
Yeah.
Those comics that are national touring headliners, and I don't fucking hate. You know, I understand you're trying to make as much money as possible, but still, dude, look at why you became famous. You became famous because you have people that are willing to buy your album, listen to your podcast, whatever it is. You're reaping the benefits of those fans, so give back a little bit.
You don't gotta take everything.
Crazy.
Unrelated, but I was just thinking about people who are good with fans, and I was thinking about Bert, low-key real ass dude of the week.
Why, what'd he do?
Do you watch Hot Ones ever? The show where celebrities have to eat hot wings?
I know of it. I never watched it, though.
So Bert and Segura did another episode of it, and they had to do a thing. It was like truth or dare. So you either answer the question or eat a hot wing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they said, what's the worst special on Netflix? And Segura wouldn't answer it. Mm-hmm. And Bert goes, Hannah Gadsby. Like it was an aside. Like you know the answer to that. I was
that's
like,
awesome.
Goddamn, Bert's the coolest.
Bert's awesome. Love Bert. Damn. Love him.
You can't open for Nanette now.
Yeah, I'm not going to get him. He's doing it right. I think he's doing okay. So, Zach, what do you want for your bachelor party? What are we going to do for you?
I don't know. Surprise me.
That shit going to be dope.
Yeah. It's
also a different time now because back then I had nothing.
Yeah.
You know, back then this is literally, Big J's bachelor party was like 13 years ago, 12 years ago. I mean, now it is a different world.
Yeah.
We're going to get white hookers.
Oh, wow.
Oof.
Oh, you got that Robert Kraft money.
Come on, the sweetest club.
Why took us? What are we doing here?
Ah, shit.
No, there would be no hookers at Zach's bachelor party. Who would do that? yeah. Bachelor parties are fun. I don't. Are you a strip club guy, Zach?
Not really. Every once in a while. For me, it's more, I like the real awful ones. I like anywhere you can smoke inside.
Yeah, I like of course you want an awful one. You want to have a gross, grimy whore grinding on you
You want to feel bad.
You mm-hmm. not even feel bad. You want her to her job needs to be making men come all day.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You right? Instead of making right. men leave with blue balls, which is if you go to a high-end strip club, their job is to make men have blue balls and go jerk off at home. If you go to a grimy strip club, they know how they to grind on your dick in a way where they're going to make you finish. A lot of them are prostitutes, whatever it is.
Right.
So it's just a different experience. That you're giving away a few points in terms of where they look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're going to come. Yeah.
You know? Which I don't. That's not necessarily why I go to a strip club. I've never come in a strip club in my entire life with a girl grinding on my dick.
No, I haven't.
But I have friends who do that all the time, where they like will wear sweatpants.
Yeah.
I had a friend that used to wear a suit to work and kept basketball shorts in his trunk.
Just in case.
He would go to the strip club on his lunch break and wear a full suit, jacket, shirt, tie, and basketball shorts
over top of the basketball shorts.
No. Just take off his pants in the car. And just wear basketball shorts over his boxers.
That's great.
Do me a favor. Can you text Bisping and tell him that I'm having trouble doing the podcast at that time today because my bus leaves at 3:25. And tell him I'm trying to work it out, but I'll call him as soon as I'm done with this show. Thank you.
Are you staying the night in Philly?
Yeah, I am.
Nice.
Yeah, staying overnight, leaving from Philly tomorrow to go out to L.A.
Oh, cool.
Dope.
Which I'm excited about.
Los Angeles.
How long are you going to... What the fuck? What was that? I had an accent for
Los Angeles. So you had an accent.
Yeah. I'll be there. How long are you out there for?
Saturday to Wednesday.
What you doing there?
More shows?
Just a couple meetings, couple shows.
Ooh, meetings.
Couple pods in, you know.
Nice.
Just make some shit happen.
You're on LA a lot, I feel like, lately.
Yeah, you gotta be, dude. You gotta go out. Even if you don't have... Nate Bargatze gave me this advice a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Go to LA 3-4 times a year. Mm-hmm. No matter what. Just go. Even if you don't have anything planned, just go. You will book shows, you'll book podcasts, you'll book meetings. You know what I'm saying? If you just went to your agent or manager and said, hey, I'm going to LA from June 25th through 29th, see if we get even just a couple generals, I got to pitch something, whatever it is, you'll book it up, you know, and you'll get on stage. Yeah. So, and then you sort of have this, eventually, you have people going, you're in LA a lot, right, dude? Shit. You know, or and people in LA, you just get known. Like, when I'm at the Comedy Store, it's not like a surprise.
Right.
You know, it's like, oh shit, he's in the mix here. So,
And you probably get booked more than the comedians who live there.
Way more. Yeah. And once you move there, because Tim Dillon's moving to LA in a couple months, you know, once you move there, then it changes. So,
yeah,
we'll see what happens.
All of a sudden, like, oh, he's around. We don't need. Exactly. Oh, we'll get him up eventually. But
But yeah, got some cool stuff going on. I do love the West Coast life. Do you ever go out there, Robbie?
I used to live in L.A.
Well, that's right. You came from L.A. That's right. I completely knew that.
I'm from the Bay Area too. I was just up in the Bay Area. I like San Francisco Bay Area way more than L.A.
Why?
I like
gay dudes.
Yeah,
prowling.
I get my I get my ass rammed every time in L.A. They're more. You have to. You know,
you got to fight for it in L.A.
Yeah, it's all just Jewish producers in L.A. who want to wear ass up.
I didn't know San Francisco was terrifying the last time we were there.
It's gotten worse. The homeless problem and all that stuff.
Dude, do you not remember how terrifying that neighborhood
was? No, the fact that you didn't know that it was
terrifying. I didn't know it was horrifying.
There's a lot of like crack like being done on the streets. It's actually not that dangerous. It's just like the optics are bad. Yeah.
Yeah, the Tenderloin, they're straight up doing crack.
Did a show. It was like a fucking tent city.
Wow.
Pusha T was like, he just tweeted like, man, I was just in San Francisco. When I first got here, there were people doing crack 20 years ago, and they're still doing crack. Some things never change. Like,
was he proud of it?
Yeah, he was like nostalgic. It was like, hey, hell yeah, keep doing you. Do crack in the street.
Yeah, we were like trying to walk to the club, and there was like somebody like puking in the street in front of us.
Exactly. It's not dangerous. It's a lot of
junkies. Oh, did you do the
junkies
to hide?
Yeah.
The basement?
Yes,
that little basement. I just did that too. Yeah, that area is rough. Yeah,
that's a cool venue as well.
But one of the best shows in the city. That and The Punchline are my two favorites. Yeah. Those are great.
But yeah, it's not dangerous. Those people aren't going to... The other thing with crackheads and heroin addicts is they're physically weak, typically. Yeah. Typically. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm sure that there are some ones that are pretty versed. And they're in the... You know, living on the streets will give you a certain amount of grittiness and toughness. But when it comes down to it, if I... You know... It's going to be hard to find a straight up heroin addict that's like on junk living in the streets that's going to have the physical abilities to
fuck you up.
Yeah. No, that's the thing. They're just crackheads.
Not since you were a kid.
Yeah.
It's bad optics, but they're not going to like mug you or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it does. It's still just depressing. Feels, it still feels you know, feels gross. It feels, you know, it doesn't feel safe. And it depends who it is. Like, if I was Shannon, I would feel unsafe.
For sure.
Flat titty Shannon won't.
No, nah, well, she's broad chest Shannon, you mean? She'd puff her chest out and be like, holy shit, is that a superhero?
When I first lived
there. Barrel-shaped Shannon.
Fucking. Fucking plumber body Shannon.
When I first lived there, I was like, is it like dangerous around here? They're like, oh no, you're fine till before midnight, like the gremlins or something. Like, right. After midnight, it's a different deal.
Yeah, sort of. The homeless people in Seattle were way worse the last time I went there, or every time I went there.
Really?
There are a lot of homeless
and
people.
And they're aggressive as fuck.
Yeah,
they're like mad, like, they'll like get in your face almost, like, yo, let me get some money. You're like, no. And they're like, oh, really? Oh, it's going to be like that? And then they'll follow you a little bit and just keep on, like, yapping. You're like, brother. Like,
D.C. has parts like that, too.
Yeah, get the fuck out of my face. Are you
downtown
crazy?
Downtown Philly is like that now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Downtown Philly is like if Boston went through the apocalypse. You know what I mean?
I explained it. Do you ever play Last of Us?
Yeah.
I was like, that's what downtown Philly
that's
is.
That's how
now.
I felt, too, because all these, like, gothic buildings. And
shit is creepy at night,
It's
dude.
Like I Am Legend.
Yeah.
Philly's the first place I ever saw $5 holla.
$5 holla.
I watched a guy, old black guy, selling crack on the street while eating cheese fries with his fingers. And I was like, he's gonna get cheese on somebody's crack.
Philly's kind of cool though. I feel like it's kind of underrated.
Well, I think Philly's
Philly's cool as fuck.
Philly's a cool city. It's just like, you know, there's certain cities where it's like when you have like garbage people. And then it's true. You know, I'm being honest about this. And there's two things. There's two factors here. Garbage people and the bars close at 2.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They close too early.
Yeah.
It's a bad mix. Yeah. This is a big problem.
Yep.
They need to put those bars open way later.
Yeah.
Way later.
Really? Okay?
4 a.m. I'm telling you right now, because 2 o'clock is a time when people are just fucking ripe and they walk out into the streets.
Yeah.
They're ready to fight each other.
Yeah.
So this is why you see a lot of street fights in Philly. Yeah. You see it online
I'm
a lot.
I'm shithoused, yo.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I think that's a...
They're also rude. They're like... The stereotype is like New Yorkers are rude, but like when I went to Philly, I was like, oh, this is what they think New York is. Because like everyone was like mad at me all the time. I was like, I'm not even doing
it. New Yorkers aren't rude. What it is everyone's so packed together that it's...
No,
you
end Philly, up
you interact with people a lot.
Oh, okay, yeah. Sorry.
You interact with people a lot here. And this is a different thing. So this is why people think people in New York are rude. People in New York are not rude because you interact with so many people at any given moment. You could be walking down the street, especially midtown somewhere like that, where that's what they're talking about when people are being rude.
Yeah,
you're dealing with millions of people in intersections, right? So
yeah.
You're going to bump into a rude guy.
Right, right.
In any city in the world, if you took 100,000 people and squished them, doesn't matter.
That's a good point.
You're going to bump into somebody that's rude and they're going to be shitty. And that interaction, you know, it sets off your day. It's easy to sort of, you have a few of those interactions in a short amount of time. You go, oh, these people are fucking pieces of shit. They're rude. Half the time, they're not even from New York. Half the time, it's tourists that aren't used to fucking so much going on.
Yeah.
But it's just because you have everybody packed together. Yeah. You know, it's like.
I wouldn't say New Yorkers are rude. I'd say we're very curt.
I haven't talked to
yes.
Kurt Metzger.
Fuck yeah, dude. Word association. We ain't fucking around today.
Yeah. He lives in LA though now.
Give it to me for anything now, Shannon, huh? Yeah. Just finishing a sentence.
Where are these pictures, Shannon?
You really lowered my self-esteem looking back at my old pictures.
Good.
So it's up.
You're just breaking me.
So looking back, no, that was your chest.
They're still up?
What?
The picture's still up on his website?
Zach hates me.
What picture?
You said the before and after pictures. Are they on the website?
No. I just looked through the site. They took it down. This is 16 years ago, but they were up until very recently.
So it was a fucking Angel Fire site? Yeah. This is just fucking...
Like the flames and like... Yeah. The 7-Up cap.
Big ass titties. Hotmail.com.
Gumby riding in on his horse.
A MIDI song.
Oh, shit.
Let's give them something to talk about.
What were we talking about?
Philly. We also never finished Jay's bachelor party.
Yeah.
And I wanted, because he wrote it down, and we just never.
What happened to the bachelor party?
Nothing really happened beyond that, except all the, you know, the hookers and...
Jay's tiny penis.
Oh, yes, that's right.
That's where I thought you were getting.
Oh, right, yeah, yeah. Well, we told the story on Skanks before, but... All right, so yeah, then it all ended. It ended with these hookers, you know, they're doing a dance for Jay on stage. Like, he's on stage in a chair like the king, and they're all fucking... They're just hookers, so they're not strippers. There's no
rhythm.
By the
way, you could have just said he's on stage, so we assumed he said it.
So he's fucking
like Cosby.
These fucking hookers are just doing their little dance or whatever, and they start to like undo his pants.
Mm-hmm.
And Jay has a little dick.
Oh, really?
So when you have a little dick, like you're not, there's no pulling your little dick out in front of a room full of your comedy friends.
Yeah. Like, wait, how little? Like
it's like a fucking little pinner. You know. It's small. I mean, you know, it's not fucking like, I don't think it's pathetic. It's just a fucking, it's what you would imagine. A fat guy with a little dick. You know, mine's not much bigger. Mine's not great. You know, Zach's isn't much bigger. You know, who knows? You know, it might be small. Who knows? Mine's is not smaller. Mine's, you know, more bigger than that, but it's not great. Okay.
Right. Yeah. No, I'm with you.
Okay. So these girls are
not to mention you're also on stage in front of all your friends.
Yeah. That's
so
tough.
His dick, in the moment they start to undo his pants, his dick now is starting to shrink into his body. It's starting to like it's turtle heading into his body. He knows he has a little dick, and there's nothing that's sexual or turning you on about this. You're not like fluffing up now.
No, you're just in panic mode.
These cigarette burnt fucking fucking bullet scar wound C-section scar hookers are pulling your dick out in front of Patrice and Attell and fucking, you know, all of your comedy friends, people that you look up to,
and his dick's going into his body like one of those bugs that hides in sand
like a turtle.
Yeah, his dick is disappearing into his body. So, dude, they fucking unbutton it, and he's like...
Oh, six more weeks of winter.
By the way, there's six hookers. And they're, for some reason, at this point, they're not really taking the cues that he doesn't want, because he's going, no, girl, stop. No, stop.
Oh,
stop.
Yeah.
And they start grabbing his hands. And now they're grabbing his legs and hands. Yeah. They're holding him, and he's actually really fighting now. He's like, come on, stop. Dude, they fucking pull his pants and underwear down.
By the wallet chain. It's dude, everybody. One gets a scarf, one gets the wallet
Everybody's chain. Having the best time. We're talking about everyone's like, yeah. We're jumping up and down, slow motion. It is fucking the best. We're all having the best time ever. They fucking pull his pants down, and it's just this fucking imploded dick. Everyone stops cheering and laughing. It felt like the record scratched. Yeah. It felt like the music just stopped. And then nobody, this is how bad it was, nobody even made fun of him. Nobody laughed.
Oh, that's the worst.
We all looked down, like looked away like we were bothered. And nobody mentioned it to him. For years, we brought it up on the podcast. We told the story of his bachelor party on Legion of Skanks.
Oh, my God.
And in that moment, he realized that we all realized how tiny he is. Monroe's crying right now. In that moment on the podcast in real time, he realized that we all realized he had a small dick. And he, like, in his whole head, he never even fucking caught on to the fact how uncomfortable everyone was with it.
Yeah.
So,
and you consider this party a success?
This was the best day of his life. Oh,
the room went dead silent. You could literally just hear the Dominican hookers like chewing their gum.
Yeah.
I love the beginning. Like, Zach, let me plan your party. I did a great job with Jay's. And then the more details we learn,
What did the hookers
do? You're saying I get beat up and then humiliated? Yeah, let's do it.
We're going to go to a horrible restaurant you won't like, and then we're going to humiliate you.
Did the hookers like stop?
Yeah, they kept going. It was not fun or funny to anybody.
Nobody tried to fucking fluff it.
Nope. Nobody wanted any part of it.
That's so sad.
How quick did he pull his pants up?
It was it. As soon as they let go, he fucking pulled his pants up. We all went, wow. That wasn't cool.
Good thing you're getting married, buddy.
And like I said, it wasn't that his dick is so small. I feel like I'm just making fun of him for having a small dick. It was that his dick became that small. Imagine you have a small dick and now you're smallest.
Right.
Imagine anybody at your smallest.
No, yeah. It's like when your confidence is low, you like shrug your shoulders and your posture is bad. That's what happened to his dick. Yeah.
His dick was Shannon in middle school. That's what it was. Just fucking didn't.
It looked like Bobby Kelly.
Yeah. Dude, I'm tiny.
I'm a tiny dick, dude. I'm a tiny dick. You know what? Balls.
I like it. I don't mind it. We'll have a good one. It's good for this show.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That was a good time.
Oh, my God. That is a terrible bachelor party.
Yeah, that is a nightmare. That's like a David Lynch movie.
No.
Lewis.
What?
Do you want to pick the winner for the Photoshop contest?
Shut the fuck up, Shannon. I think we should pick the winner for the Photoshop contest.
Great idea.
Right now.
Oh, my God.
We've been doing it. What, we put them all out on Twitter?
Yes.
All right, so pull up the tweets, and we're going to go with whoever got the most likes.
Yes.
And what do they get?
They get the package.
What?
All right, so we've been doing a contest where fans can photo. We ask for nudes of Shannon, but yeah. Points for creativity. So we, the rest of us, have wound up in most of these as well.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Points for creativity.
So we weren't necessarily going
points
for...
Points for jerkability.
Yeah, it's more jerkability over realism.
Okay. Okay, so...
Deep fake.
This is entry number 8. This is with Ralph. You didn't put them all up. You just put the best ones up. Is that what it is?
Yeah. Oh, are they all up? He says they're all up.
Okay.
I grabbed like the best one from, like, if they sent multiples, I'd
okay,
just grab
I got
whatever
it,
the
I got
best
it,
one.
Got it. Okay, go ahead. Here we go. Filler. Let's see. That's really good of Zach.
That's excellent.
That's is that Keith Carey's body? Right. Entrant number 14. Okay.
Keith Carey.
I like it. Oh, this was one of my favorites. I forgot about this,
this
one.
This one's artsy.
This one's really, really good.
John Cassavetes.
But my problem with this one is Shannon's neck is cranked in the opposite direction.
Oh, I just assumed that was ultra realism. You broke her neck.
Yeah. Keep on going. What is it? Oh, it's a midget body and Zach fucking her. Yeah, these aren't getting very many likes. Oh, this is a good one. This is Shannon as
Buck Angel.
I like it. But it's not a good Photoshop.
Yeah.
But also, that's Shannon's Photoshop. Actual chest when she was before the surgery.
So wait, Buck Angel's just a guy with a vagina? What's his deal?
We should have put these out on my Twitter. They're getting like 2 likes on these. We, you know,
there's a few that have a bunch more.
Okay, so maybe they didn't like those as much. Oh, this one has 15 likes. Oh, this is me getting pegged. This is actually really good as well. That's
funny.
A great Photoshop.
That's good.
Yeah, yeah. That now actually looks like Shannon's head on a body. And Shannon, this is the only time that they didn't make your facial features look so large.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that before?
No.
Your large facial features?
No. I mean, I know I have like a large nose, big lips. I get that. I have small eyes, though.
Okay.
Is this just tear me down day?
Maybe it's because you have such
small
eyes, you can't see how big your eyes are.
You have big eyes.
Big eyed bitch.
Do I? That's the makeup. It makes it appear that way. I have little eyes.
She looks like Milhouse without his glasses.
Everything's coming up, Shannon.
Good. 15 for that one. This one's good. A little red in the face, but look at the bruise on her thigh. That's a real Shannon right there.
I like how positive you are on all these.
How many likes does that one have?
Zero
likes. Yeah. Why? Because too real?
Wait, what's the comment? They got one comment.
Jesus Christ, some of these are dog shit.
Yeah, see, then this isn't good. I feel like I should have to be posting these. Yeah. That one's good, too. That one had major jerkability to this one.
A lot of Mormons jerk off to this kind of porn.
What do you mean?
They're not allowed to like look at or jerk off to boobs or whatever. So like these things were made so like these people are clothed usually in this type of porn, but they put those things over them to look like
they're
naked.
That's what they did. Yeah. So Shannon does look naked. Go to that one to the right. I didn't even see that one.
I haven't never seen that's great.
What? I could fucking whack-a-doodle my
dude. Wait, is that really you?
Yeah.
I could whack it right now. Look at Shannon. Fucking push her head under the water, drown her. Huh? Fuck yeah.
Murder her. Stab her, push her down the stairs. Call back.
There you go. Look at that. Look at that bad. Go back to that one. No, the other one. That one's hot too, but look how this is how bad Shannon's ass is. Look how everyone's like looking away. I was like, ugh. Disgusting. Go. And that's not
now we're
that's
talking.
Just art more
yeah,
than
that's not
Photoshop.
That's what I'm into.
How many did that get? Shannon, just pull up the winning one. It's fine. We don't have to go through them all again. They're all pretty good, man. All these people are great. You're all winners in my book.
That's pretty good.
That one's really good.
Too tight.
Her face is too big.
No, too tight.
The color on Shannon, the face is different.
Shannon's vagina would be fucking spilling open like a fucking something. Like something that opens. Guys, I'm not going to improv somebody.
Wait,
somebody
bring
assist
that
me on this.
Back up. Is her one areola looking way bigger than the other one?
Oh.
No, it's just like stretched in place, I think.
Ew.
You're just getting to see side areola.
Yeah.
I like that one the most.
Oh, and that
that's
one
gotta
most,
be the one.
That, that one is.
That one is probably
yo,
the best.
Yo, that one is the. This one is that the best. That good. One looks real.
But did that one get 33 likes because it was the first one posted? You get what I'm saying?
But it's the first and the best.
It by far beats the other ones.
It does beat the other ones. Beaten. All right, this nigga gets the fucking package. Whatever. Look at me sucking on her butthole. I mean, my mouth. Where'd they get that photo? What am I sucking on in the photo? Go back to that. What the? Where do they? All right, so they photoshopped my nose and eyes.
Are you maybe doing a kissy face?
No, they did the same thing to both of our mouths. Like they blur it and use some like shading to make it look that way.
Yeah.
Oh wow. The oh, they just shaded the fuck out of it. Wow, nigga. This shit, Monroe's here.
But
so
you
I to
say it so weird.
No,
though.
No, I say it.
You
no,
access no. your white side when
no,
you
no,
say
no,
it.
No, I don't say it.
Because you didn't go, nigga. You like, nigga.
He goes, excuse me, and then the N-word.
There's like a very, like, I don't know. You feel wrong saying
no,
it.
No, I feel right saying it.
Say it. Just be like, what up, nigga?
What up, nigga?
I don't know. Maybe nigga. It's me.
Nigga, please.
All right. That's, I don't know.
I feel like a race war is about to break out.
But he's, I don't know. How? We'll be on the same side.
Yeah.
No, it's me versus white.
Do you think white people? White people don't see me as being white.
Mm-hmm.
Black people don't see me as being black.
Well, I knew you're Hispanic because of Gomez shit.
Exactly. See, but that's definitely more on the black side than the white side.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. See? Thank you, nigga.
No, no problem, nigga.
Thank you, nigga. Oh, fuck me.
So the winner, we don't have his name, but his like the beginning of his email address is Mr. Frisco.
Mr. Frisco, so hit us up. You win the Real Ass Podcast merch pump package, a hoodie, a t-shirt, and a mug. Wow.
Yeah.
Holy shit. We just give away the fucking kitchen sink here, guys.
That is a lot of shit for 33 likes.
Hell yeah. It's not even that many likes. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
All right. What did you send to me? Shannon, let me see some of these fucking stories you sent to me. Sometimes they're just dumb. Harrington sent me nothing. Shannon, why do you think I care about Jason Momoa? What do you think is going on here? This is Shannon's retarded ass topic of the day. Come on, let's do it. Shannon's retarded ass story of the day. Because Lewis loves giving shit to his producer, Shannon. What is this story, Shannon? Why would I care about this? This is the Real Ass Podcast, not the dumb twit that likes men with big muscles podcast.
I feel like you do enjoy men with big muscles.
Mm. I appreciate their physique, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's one. And then also maybe you might want to make fun of how he looks without the beard. So he did it for charity. He shaved his
face. Charity Crawford, the porn star?
Yeah.
So Kurt, you crossed the line on me. I can't, man.
Kurt Metzger.
So he did this to draw attention to a new line of canned water that's helping launch with the Ball Corporation and him encouraging people to make a switch to infinitely recyclable aluminum.
Infinite CBD. Thank our sponsors. Yeah, keep on going.
So this is what he looks like now with his shaved face.
Wait, who is this?
Jason Momoa, Aquaman.
He's so beautiful, of course.
I feel like it makes his nose look bigger.
His age shows a lot more.
Yeah, that's a good point.
We broke down his fucking Skeletor wife on the show last.
What? His wife is beautiful.
Shut up.
He looks like a lot like anyone in Williamsburg now.
Yeah, she's fucking what?
That don't mean she's not beautiful.
She's okay.
Hmm. He looks the same.
Yeah, he looks. You know,
he looks
great.
How he's supposed to look.
I think
first
he looks better
all,
with the beard, though. I gotta say.
Yeah, of course. But that's also what we know him as. You know, but he's still a very handsome man.
Yeah,
I don't think he gets Aquaman if it weren't for the beard, though.
Maybe not. Maybe not. He really hasn't done much else, right? He's just been Aquaman and
Game of Thrones.
Khal Drogo.
That's
who he is.
The Frontier or whatever it's called. He was on another.
Was
Netflix
he the new
show.
Hercules?
The Momoa Challenge.
The Momoa
Pull
Challenge.
Pull up his IMDb.
Is that real?
No. Oh. But there's the Momoa Challenge.
Pull up his IMDb. What has he done?
Lego Movie 2? Oh, he was Aquaman in that.
Yeah. I mean, none of these things are even fucking...
Pretty bad filmography.
Heard of any of these, dude. Because he's probably... Here's the thing. He's a bad actor, probably. And he's filling up his resume with shitty movies now just to sort of get the
reps. I do not remember there being a Conan the Barbarian movie in 2011.
Yeah, there was a Conan... I knew he was Conan the Barbarian.
I remember that.
I said Hercules, sorry. I meant Conan the Barbarian.
Because Conan was launching his new TV show, Conan O'Brien, and then there was another Conan thing at the same time, I remember.
Yep.
Yeah, Baywatch TV series.
Yeah, I feel like he does one thing, kind of, and they kind of like put him in when they just need like a meathead to run at something.
I have the trailer if you want to see from Conan that he was in.
Let's yeah,
that.
Let's see it.
Let's see.
This ought to be good.
Let's see. This is before Game of Thrones, right? Or no, this is right around the same time?
Yeah, I didn't even know he was Khal Drogo. That's out of the loop I am.
A man crossing the sands.
A knight?
A warrior. Your paths will merge.
Enough.
Yeah, this
we got it.
She's like garbage. I was like, are we just watching a trailer for a movie?
Terrible.
I would have went to see it though. I would have fell for it and hated it.
I feel like any movie like that's got to be kind of bad. Like,
yeah,
yeah.
Like the real Conan is so silly. That's why it works.
Yeah. Right.
What's the Rotten Tomatoes on that? I'm gonna let's guess the over
21%.
I think 21%. I think that many.
42.
You say 42.
26%.
I'm sticking with at least 30.
Price is right to me.
Price was wrong, bitch.
And
you all have your votes in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Rice 32. Is right, and it's all Asian 26, guys.
Let's go.
25.
Boom.
Damn.
Holy wow. shit, I'm good.
I was close, too.
Holy Damn. Shit, I'm good. Yeah, terrible fucking movie.
While its relentless glory violence is more faithful to the Robert E. Howard books.
Yeah, doesn't seem like a good movie. It, good for him though, Shannon. So you get to look at Jason Momoa on the show.
So how did him shaving bring
it was
awareness to canned water?
I guess just putting people's attention on it, because like us, we all wanted to see what he looked like with.
What is so? What's the charity? I don't understand what it is.
It's a because plastic bottled water is bad for the environment. The canned bottled water, the canned water is not. So we're trying to switch people.
So we're switching. You throw the can. Water. What happened?
Here's like, what I think people should do: double down on the bottled water. Don't be a fucking a pawn in Jason Momoa's fucking game. We're not sheep. We're not stupid. We know what the fuck you're doing. See, Shannon, you pointed that out. She's like, oh, he's bringing attention to it. We're like, how is that helping fucking the canned water company? And she's like, well, it's people like us. We're talking about it.
Yeah,
we're not fucking sheeple. Double down on the bottled water.
That'll in fact, show. You know what?
I will never ever say, "Hey, can I get a can of water?"
Yeah,
Harrington, I need
that
you
doesn't
to
make sense.
And I mean this. I need you to throw out all the plastic cups right now in the cabinet. I mean that.
Throw them in the ocean.
Throw all the plastic
just like
cups
directly.
If you can find a turtle and insert a straw directly into his nostril.
This is selfish of him as Aquaman. He just wants more soldiers.
Exactly. This is true.
We need to fight back, otherwise Aquaman becomes too powerful.
Damn.
Yes, Harrington.
Got to give him credit here. He owns the company that makes the aluminum cans.
Insider fucking trading.
Is that okay?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was so smooth, I didn't even notice.
Nice.
I was like, oh, yeah, it is.
It's his canned water company.
Wow.
Doggy. Real ass dude of the week. He's a scumbag. I love it.
Now it's cool because it's capitalism. He's a real ass dude. Yeah. He's got bad attitude.
I want you to still double down on the water and the bottled water.
Yeah.
Okay? It doesn't matter. It's fine. I appreciate his real assness and his fucking. That is a beautiful, beautiful, deceptive thing.
100%.
And the synergy of him being Aquaman and owning canned
deceptive,
water.
Deceptive. Decepticon synergy. Gem. Love it.
It's also so cool to shave.
Love it.
And it's charity.
What? What, Harrington? What?
Tommy Dreamer, the stream starts at 1.
Oh, so we got to wrap.
Yeah, or I could kill this stream if you want.
No.
Okay.
Killing shit. I'll make Tommy Dreamer wait. I'll make him wait as well. I could also do that. I'm the boss, remember?
Throw water bottles at him.
Yeah, what is he going to do?
What's he going to do? Give me another talking to?
Dude, it was so funny. Zach did his hardcore match. And I was like, Zach, you should show Tommy Dreamer your scar. He's like, no, Tommy Dreamer doesn't give a shit about my horse shit. I like, just show him your fucking scar, dude. It'll be awesome. He'll probably think you're cool because he's a fucking hardcore legend. So
I just saw this going bad. So
Zach
from
texted
the
other room. And I go to Tommy. I was like, oh, dude, I was like, you should come on Real Ass Podcast. My co-host just did a hardcore match and he's got a big fucking nasty scar now. He's like, what, that guy? I was like, yeah. He's like, let me see it. He's like, bring him in here. So I bring him in And he's just like, he's like, let me see your scar. And then Zach shows him the scar. And Tommy, like, I don't want to say a disappointed dad because he doesn't care about you, but like somebody who watches a homeless person shit themselves to death.
Yeah, it was.
That was a look. Like,
yeah,
just like disgust, and like he doesn't want to touch you or help in any way, but it's like, get some help for yourself. That was sort of the attitude and energy.
Yeah.
But he just was like, dude, you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
It was.
Why? Because Scar is bad?
No, he was mad because we used fluorescent light tubes in the match. And he has a he hates that.
And Tommy Dreamer's, I mean, the you know, an originator of hardcore wrestling, ECW legend. Yeah. In fact, the innovator of hardcore is one of his nicknames.
Innovator of violence.
Innovator of violence. Sorry. And he was like, dude, I've never used glass ever. I was like, you can't control the way glass breaks, the way it shatters, the way it points. There's no controlling those variables. Thumbtacks, barbed wire, all this other shit. You can sort of control how you're using it, but if something like happens, if you break a thing of glass and it breaks in a weird way and slices you, that's what happened. You could get really, really hurt. So I know that it was fucking a shitty moment where Zach walked out.
It was funny. Nobody expected it. Out of the room.
Nobody expected it. We walked out and we were like, oh, well, that didn't go as expected. Zach was like, thanks, Lewis. Thanks a lot. But we will get Tommy on and we'll talk about it more. But very, very interesting moment between yourself and Tommy Dreamer. All right, let's wrap this one. You guys are awesome. Yeah. Make sure you follow everyone on social media at Monroe Martin, I, at Robbie Goodwin, at what is your dumb?
At Robbie Twitter? Goodwin. Check out my roast battles on YouTube too.
Whatever, Harrington.
Them Harrington.
Them Harrington, that's right. At I am Shannon Lee, at Louis J. Gomez, at Zach is Not Funny, at Realize Podcast, Zach is Digital. We'll be back on Monday. I'm going to be pre-taping on the road. So we'll get some West Coast people.
Ooh.
Excuse me, sorry. Just take this and put heavy metal music over it so it looks like I'm cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's Louis's mating ritual.
Yeah. And he just pulls out his dick.
That's how he says goodbye to Monroe.
Can I say the N-word now?
Come on. Come on.
C'est la vie. Adios. Good riddance. Fuck you.
I'm really the end of it, and that's all, folks.